Hello and welcome to our very special bonus mastermind call for CMDS, Clinical Mastery of the Digestive System. And I'm excited to do this because this is one of my favorite kinds of calls to have. And I offered this as a special, not an academic, not a clinical thing, but more of a how do you do some, you know, whatever marketing kind of things might be going on. It's not an educational call because that's not what a mastermind is. What it really is a brainstorming session. And the way that I like to run these is usually, you know, kind of see how many people we have, split up time and give everybody a certain amount of time. Since we have a lot less people who are here than actually said they were going to be here, I anticipate people being here, but I'm going to just pick a reasonable amount of time to give each one. So who here has been on a mastermind before? There's June. Hi, June. So who here has been on a mastermind before? Who's done masterminds? June has. No? Okay. Anybody else? Raise your hand if you've done a mastermind or open up your camera and say hi. But if you haven't been on it, just put it in the chat. Let me open up the chat. Yes, people coming in as we speak. All right. Yeah, Evie says, I'm looking forward to it. Is it Evie or Evie? All right. So the way masterminding works is that it's a coming together of minds. And you all have been through the CMDS program and maybe you finished the content. Maybe you're just, you know, working your way through it. It doesn't matter. What you want is to master that information clinically, but also it's then like no matter how good you are, if nobody knows how to find you and you don't have any offerings for people, like what good does it do, right? You can talk until you're blue in the face and nobody's going to listen because nobody's around. So what I wanted to do is make this about how can you get out and get yourself in front of people using this information. So you may have ideas and you may not. Hopefully you've looked at, if you haven't done it live, the recording of our full virtual day. Who's been on the virtual retreat day? Raise your hand. And Lynn knows how to do it. It's easier if you're on. You could just raise your hand and I can see it. So who did that? Who did that day? We did about a couple weeks ago. I think it was it right before Christmas? I don't remember. But it was an all day where we did cases and we also did things where we worked on, like, how do you put together a program and how do you actually take that and market it to your community? And that's not what this is about because we already did that content. But what this is about is I want to work with each one of you personally and then open it up for feedback from the group because that's the purpose of Mastermind is everybody sharing their ideas and see what we can come up with for you as far as a game plan in terms of putting this into practice. And if you want to work on something different other than putting this into your practice, anything you have at all that's related to the business marketing piece of it, I'm happy to help you with. And if it's about how do I actually structure a program so I could take people through these things, it's about that as well. So whatever it is that you want, I think you're going to learn a lot from each other because people are going to ask the questions that you may not have thought about asking or that you chose not to because you had another question that was more pressing. So we're going to work through. Right now we've got 10 people on the call. Supposedly we're supposed to have 10. There's Karen. Hi. 20, right? Did you actually send me that link again, Lynn? I'm looking. Okay. I'm going to look to see who are expecting. And then we'll kind of do a roll call and make sure. So I'm going to print this list out because it's too hard to look at two screens at a time. And super. All right. So we have Karen. Oh, she just disappeared. So I still see her box though. Karen, we have Amby. Hi, Karen. Oh, you're in your kitchen. I love it. I gotta work in my kitchen more. I did a team meeting call the other day in my backyard because it got sunny. Yesterday actually, it got sunny and I was sitting in the backyard with beautiful blue sky behind us and all the people from up north were jealous. But I tend to be in my office most of the time. So we have Amby. We have, D-M-O-N Rose. So what I'm going to do is let's go around. First round is I'm just going to go around and ask everybody to just say hi, introduce yourself, say where you're from and what kind of business practice you have right now. Or if you're just starting out and you haven't really started yet, to let me know that. So that's just a quick, you know, 1-2 minutes, 1 minute, less than a minute or less per person. And then we'll dive in and we'll divide up the time that we have and I'll help you in whatever way I can. Okay? So let's start. With Zoom, I see everybody. I don't know how you guys see it. Sometimes you see it with just me on the screen, but I see everybody in boxes. And when it gets bigger, everybody's box gets smaller. So I'm going to go in order. So next to me is Elaine. And you can unmute yourself if you click on where it says participants. Who's not use? I don't know who's use Zoom or not use Zoom, but if you click on the bottom, if you just scroll your mouse down, you'll get this black row that comes across, and it says manage participants, and you'll see all the people that are on. You find your name, and you can actually unmute yourself. I can unmute you as well. So Elaine is unmuted. So hi, Elaine.
Hi. I'm just trying to be as muted as possible because they're watching Canada's worst driver in the next room. So I don't want to disturb the conversation too much, but
okay.
So I'm Elaine. I'm from the Houston suburbs. I'm actually northwest of Houston, and I am enjoying the wonderful weather, walking out barefooted today and yesterday in my shorts and having a lovely time in the sun. I am new to the business. In fact, I actually am just starting with my first client, but I'm continuing to proceed through my health coaching certification and trying to figure out the whole online medical records. I'll say headache. How about that? Anyway, but trying to figure that out and really trying to figure out how to market the business. I have the new blog with 20 posts that's foodandlivingcoach.com and trying to organize that. Do you want me to say what I'm trying to focus on?
If you want to, real quick. And also, if all of you would put your websites in the chat, that would be really helpful, too, because it's really helpful for people at different stages to see where everybody else is at and get ideas for blogs. So if you got a blog with 20 posts in it, post it in the chat when you're done. Yeah, so okay. Your focus, what's your niche? Who are you focused on?
My focus is trying to help people that are ill, dealing with like autoimmune disease, like I did with Hashimoto's, and helping them to not have to do 6 years of research to figure out what to do to change their diet, how to transition to, say, gluten-free, grain-free, how to change the way they clean their house. My list here, using essential oils and herbs, doing DIY deodorants and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, good stuff. Yay. Great. Yay. Thank you. Yay. I'm going to go to Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know how to do the video part of it.
Oh, wait. Different Karen. So the other Karen has video. So where are you? Oh, Karen. Okay, got it. It was different Karen, but that's fine. Good. Okay. The way you started is you go to your name, and then there should be more. Or there's actually a picture of a camera and you can click it, or I think you can go to the bottom and say start video. And I can, maybe if I send you a request to start video, it will help you.
You should be able to open up her.
I can't open up videos. I can say ask to start video. Like what if somebody's sitting there naked, right? And they don't want to be seen. You can't just open up their video, right? I wouldn't want that if I'm sitting here in my pajamas and all mess, you know. So anyway, that's what they protect our privacy. So I just asked you and you may be able to just click it. So there's Karen and then there's another Karen next to her. So I'm going to look and make, I checked you off on my list, Karen. Wait, I'm just going to check everybody off as I talk to you.
Your video should be open, Karen, because I don't see it. Karen Heffron, I don't see it unless you have a piece of tape or something over your video camera.
But we know people who do that.
But set enable camera. Maybe my camera's not enabled.
Maybe it's just, it could be disconnected, whatever. But it's now you're black and you're in order of the videos rather than with the people with the blank heads. I'm just telling you what I see from my end. So Karen, I'm not seeing you on my list, so I'm just going to add you. Did you? Okay, cool. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about where you're at and what you're working on.
I'm just starting out. I'm actually a physical therapist working at a hospital right now. I'm trying to transition out. I'm starting my first health talk at my church. So
nice.
Fresh starting out. And I'm taking the CMDS program, so I'm really excited about just getting people on the right track with their digestion.
Fantastic. So, super.
And dealing with food addiction, too. I guess that's a big issue.
Yeah, that's a big one, too. Reach out on Facebook group to Laura Ricci. She's a physical therapist as well, and she's been just like the same thing like you could do in talks, and she's really, it's really starting to blossom for her, so she may have some ideas, and she's doing food prep classes, so good contact for you, because coming from that same realm, you know?
Great.
Thank you. The other Karen, is it Karen? The other Karen is Nicello, right? Your
That's
Karen.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, and I'm not sure why my last name doesn't show on the screen.
That's okay. Whatever Nicello. Way you logged in. Okay, Karen from Colorado.
Hi, everybody.
Whoops. You just went blank. We heard you and now we're not hearing you.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. This is actually good practice for me to be on video because I'm going to have an opportunity with, I moved to Colorado last year. I used to live in Dr. Rita Marino, is the St. Petersburg, St. Pete Beach area of Florida. And I've been a realtor for 15 plus years. The REMAX office that I'm still affiliated with back there is starting a fitness and wellness challenge for the year. And I'm, for the rest of you folks, I'm not officially in business yet as a health coach. I'm obviously learning in this program. But anyway, the guy that's heading up this program at the REMAX office, I just reached out to him and I said, hey, I'm in this deep education for the last year. I'm not certified in anything yet, but you know, I healed myself nutritionally from cancer a year ago and I've got all these resources. You know, can I participate and help and share information? So anyway, I'm going to be starting with them next week doing that. And they're on the same format as you here with the Zoom conference calling and the video. So then you can be on a mountaintop, which is what I am, and be able to help people across the country.
Yeah,
so
kind of cool, isn't it? Like you really feel connected.
I figure my credibility is that I get the lifestyle. I've been running crazy as a realtor. We work 24/7, 365 for 15 years. And, you know, these people make all this money and then they have bad health or they're overweight and all the other jazz. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to try and bring them some value and say, I get your lifestyle, but, you know, here's how you balance it out. Here's some tips and tricks on, you know, everyday healthy living habits that people don't even think about, like drink a little lemon water first thing in the morning before you hit your belly with coffee. So, you know, stuff that's like,
right, getting them started.
Like we know like the back of our hand, people don't know this stuff.
That's right. It's shocking how little, yeah, I think that's awesome. And you know what else is really cool is that when you, you've been through it and you know that that lifestyle led you down to a cancer diagnosis. And fortunately you were able to reverse it. Not always happens, right? So it's like really sharing from a place of passion. That story. Like, hey guys, I get it. I get it. I've been there, done that. And this is where it led me. And I don't want it to lead you there because, you know, cancer's dicey, right? Sometimes you can get great results and other times you can't, right? So don't lead yourself. So you just have to formulate your story. That's a biggie, is to really formulate your story and go online and look up, you know, writing your signature story, your turning point story, and just get guidelines as to how to write that because that can be so super powerful. Like imagine yourself on stage in front of this group of realtors or other, you know, high stress people and they're just scarfing down their coffee and eating their whatever while you're talking to them and you're going, wait a minute, right? And like, don't be afraid to be really powerful, kind, compassionate, but powerful. Like, I'm not taking this. I don't want you to go down that same path.
Okay. That's great advice. And just to add in where I'm hoping to go with my nutritional health coaching education, as much as it would be thrilling to work, you know, one-on-one with clients like many of the, you know, any PT practitioners do, corporate wellness kind of seems like an awesome direction and a huge demand.
Yep.
And I'm sure you're familiar with well.org's program for getting certified in as a corporate wellness person, but you have to be, I got to get through your program first.
You have to have the credentials to do it. Yeah. That's a great thing to do because corporate people need it and you can relate to them. Right.
Yeah.
You relate to them and you get paid, like the companies have a bigger budget than the individuals. I mean, if you're working with executives, even though you're working with executives that make a lot of money, a lot of times they're really cheap when it comes to paying for their health because they're used to $10 copay and they don't want to pay it. It's really shocking. I will tell you, I've had people I've interviewed who had million-dollar businesses, multi-million-dollar businesses, and balked when I told them that I have a $3,000 three-month program. What do you mean? Can't I just pay you like every time I see you, like give you, you know, $100? I'm like, no, I don't work that way. Well, it seems like a lot of money. Like, you're bragging about how you make $2 million a year. You're not going to put any of that money towards your own health. Like $3,000 is nothing for what that would buy her. Anyway, but it's shocking. Yeah, it is shocking.
It is.
Okay. I can go on and on with everybody for hours. So your name is D-M-O-N Rose. Is it Rose? What's your first name? Let me try to open you. Lynn, I'm going to make you co-host. So as I call people's names, you can like anticipate that I need them open. I'm going to unmute her. So I'm going to make you, where are you, Lynn? I'm going to make you co-host.
Hi.
There we go. Hi. So tell me your name.
Denise.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, you can hear me. Oh my goodness.
Yes, I can. I can see you too, Denise. Great.
Okay. I am not like most. I graduated from IIN back in 2007. I have not done anything with my health coaching career. I really don't have the motivation. I work a full-time day job and I just haven't figured out how to put this in place to make things happen.
Okay. We'll come back around because I'm going to go quick around and then we'll go each one and I can come up with some ideas to help you. Okay. Okay, June. There you go. Hi, June.
Hi. I also graduated from IIN and it was in 2011. And one of the main reasons I got in IIN is because I've been successful with a company called LifeForce International. It's actually a network marketing company, but I use it more, I guess I do more retail than anything. Mm-hmm. And I like it because it's a food source supplement and aloe and 9 sea vegetables.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, so I know it really helped my life, really made a big difference. But then I healed myself of an ovarian cyst. That was, I don't know how many years ago that was. I turned down a hysterectomy surgery, and it took over a year, but that was pretty dramatic for me. And it's like, that just really got me excited. I want to just help other people know how they don't have to be going and losing their body parts.
Right.
And so I've gone through a lot of trainings. I got several certifications. I've also got a certification in corporate wellness with Kelly Corporate Wellness. I'm working on my website. I put it on the link there in the chat.
Great.
I have a lot of work to do. I'd like to hear your opinion of it. I don't know. I'm just pulling pieces together. And I really haven't figured out how to make this work yet either. I've been doing a lot of volunteer work for my family, my dad, my son, and I'm working on my husband and my kids. So, myself. And constipation is my issue. And, so I know I'm going to be in gut health. So.
Okay. We're going to work on some of that. Yeah.
And my mom died of thyroid disease.
Mm.
I just got a bunch of tests done. Maybe I'm low on something. But.
We're losing you, so stay close to your mic.
Okay. So anyway, those are issues that are really focusing about. And then my son, I've got another son that's dealing with mental issues.
Again, closer to the mic because it's really hard to hear.
One of my sons is dealing with mental issues. He's out of the mental hospital. I know gut health is where those issues are that's going to help turn this around. So that's another reason why I want to learn as much as I can about gut.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. And Karen, we can see you now. Karen Heffron. Where are you? I saw you on here a minute ago.
She's right there.
Marcello, I saw you on this list. Oh yeah, I put you down here. So we already talked to you, but now I can see you, so thank you. And Janine. Hello, Janine. Let's open Janine up. Let me find Janine. See if you can open.
She's unmuted.
Oh, she is. Good. Hi, Janine.
Hi, can you hear me?
Speak up louder.
Can you hear me?
It's really hard.
Now can you hear me?
Better.
It's better, yeah, it's better. Okay. Right. Be loud, project!
Yeah, where do I start? I really just beginning the CMDS, even though we signed up.
Just beginning CMDS?
Yeah, and
What's your background is in health coaching? Do you have a practice or are you?
No, I'm practicing with myself. I've been dealing with cirrhosis for 16 years, domestic violence, mental health issues, and fibromyalgia. So my goal through my psychiatrist, he led me on the gut-brain connection.
Yeah, that's good.
Through the food revolution, Ocean Robbins.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so after 3 months of changing my diet, I no longer really needed my psychiatrist.
Great. Does that play to the gut-brain connection or what? That's awesome.
So my goal is to help other women through domestic violence that a lot of them become diagnosed with fibromyalgia and mental illnesses. So I'll be mentoring through a mental health facility and hopefully learning, getting certified and helping people that way.
Awesome. So. Thank you. Good. It's a good area to focus on. I mean, the hard part about focusing on an area of domestic violence is because they're in this situation.
That hey, dear, I'm at work now. Everything's fine. For the most part, everything's great. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Was that? Who's unmuted?
Oh, sorry, sorry. I thought I was muted. We're having a snowstorm here, and my husband left early to work.
So that is coming home early. That's good. Okay, good. All right. Thank you, Janine. Yeah, that's a hard. It's a hard area, and it's like thinking of ways to break into that because it's the people. They, you know, right? They need to be able to help themselves, and you have to get to a mental state where you're able to even recognize that this is a problem, that is your problem, that's their problem, not yours, you know, that they're being abusive because so many women take it on as their own. And so, you know, it's a nice blend that in working with a person, a mental health person would be helpful.
One rheumatologist that I saw years
ago. Right, try louder because it's, I'm really losing you.
One rheumatologist I saw a long time ago told me that 90% of his patients with fibromyalgia are from domestic violence.
Wow. Yeah. I believe it.
I'm not sure how I'm going to get there, but, you know, once I learn this, then I will figure it out.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Right. So, Ambi. Hi, Ambi. Huh. Have your line open, Ambi. Maybe you have your phone muted. Okay, I'm going to leave your line open, so when you're ready, I'll go on to Lana. And Lana, do you see Lana? Lana New.
She's already unmuted.
She's unmuted. Hi, Lana. Not hearing her, too. Huh. So if you guys are not coming through, you may not have the appropriate microphone on, and you may have to use the phone to call in. Like if your computer doesn't have a mic, like if you're on a big desktop versus a laptop and you don't have one of these guys added, where's my, you know, I have one.
The other thing, there's a lot of people that have had to reboot their or refresh their computer in order to get that part to work.
Really?
The last couple of days, yeah.
Okay, so that's worth looking at. But make sure you have a mic. If you don't, then there's an option. Lynn, if you can do the, I think it says invite. If you go at the bottom and it says invite, just put the phone number in the chat so people can call in if I'm not hearing them. They can call in on the phone. You see that? You click invite and it gives you the phone number. Great. It's in the email too, but. All right, so Tammy. Let me open Tammy. Hopefully Tammy can be heard. Hi, Tammy. And I'm going to do Lana. Interesting. A lot of the people on here didn't show up, and a lot of people that are here that are not on the list. And I'm not sure, Lana, if you could type into the chat, Lana New, it says, but I've got a Lana with a different last name on here. So I'm wondering if that's Lana George. Are you from Golds Canyon, Arizona? Type it in the chat. Let's see. Okay. Well, I'm leaving your guys' mics open. So if you figure it out, or just call into the number Lynn just put, didn't put yet into the chat, but will put into the chat. Did you put it in the chat? I can't hear you. You're muted.
Ambie had sent me a private note, so I was just responding to that.
Yeah, so put that number in so whoever needs to. So now there's a phone number. Somebody is on the phone, 623. I'm going to open that line if I can, but the phone number you're going to unmute. I can. Great.
Hi.
So,
hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is it?
This is Evie.
Okay.
I am technologically handicapped, so I see you on the screen, but I couldn't hear you, and I don't have a microphone, so I'm doing the phone as well.
Okay.
So I'm there twice.
Oh, you're there, too.
Yeah. So I'm a veterinarian. I've been practicing Western allopathic medicine for probably 30 years, and last five I've been transitioning to using a lot more nutraceuticals, a lot more nutrition, and I found your program, and I realized that's exactly what I've been looking for, and even though it is human, I've been working through it slowly and trying to adapt it for dogs and cats. So I just started a holistic practice this month, technically. I just joined another practice 2 days a week where I'm doing holistic and trying to put together a program. So it's a process.
Yes, excellent, excellent. I want to see if we can put you in touch with somebody who's in our coaching program, our Energy Recharge Inner Circle, because she's doing it for her own health, but she's a holistic vet here in Austin.
Oh, perfect.
And she does
That'd be great.
She does acupuncture. She does all kinds of stuff, and she's been doing it for a long time, so she might be a good resource for you.
That would be fantastic, yes.
You can make a note in here. We're going to try to hook them up. I'll just send an email to
Carolyn,
and just, you know, ask her if she wants to make a new holistic vet friend. Because it always helps to speak to people who are years further. And that's why, you know, I join mastermind groups where I get on calls like this with folks, you know, some who have been in business for longer than me and have much bigger businesses, and some who are smaller. And we all just, it's amazing the growth and the connection. So the goal
would that would be really helpful. One of the things I'm having issues with is, you know, obviously their nutritional needs are different than ours. So I'm trying to find foods on the market that people can just go to the store and buy rather than just cooking for the dogs.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I do have a diet for the dogs that works great, but I worry that after time they won't continue to put in the supplements that they really need to make it balanced. And so, it's been a research project. Yeah. If somebody has already done that, that would be great.
Yeah. She'd be a great resource for you because she probably knows those things. So good.
Great.
Fantastic. So what I wanted to do is we've got one. Oh, and Lynn, you can say a few words about you. We don't only know you as Lynn.
Well, as Lynn.
I'm the leader here.
Well, actually, I do have my own business. It's Feeding Your Health. I put the link in there for my business. And after working along with Dr. Rita Marie, as well as going through the school over the last almost 3 years, I am reviving my business. And I've just actually realized my niche. And it's helping people, especially women, probably especially younger women, I'd say early 30s to early 40s, creating a space for them to have that spiritual spark using nutrition, lifestyle. I'm actually in the process of doing a mini interview series on spiritual. It's called Spiritual Evolution Through Nutrition. Dr. Rita Marie is one of my honored guests, and so watch for that launch the beginning of February. And from there, I'm building what they call my signature program. So.
Awesome. I think it's awesome. And so one of the things we teach in that, if you haven't watched that virtual retreat day, go back and do that because we broke it up into sections so you can go right to it, but there's a whole section in there on how to put together your signature talk. And I think it's an important piece for everybody. even though some people it's scary to get in front of folks, but that's a way to really grow your business. It's a really great way to grow your business. So we're going to have, let's see, we have eight, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have 12, but some of them aren't. Oh, Claudia just joined. Let's just get Claudia to speak. Claudia, we were just introducing ourselves and talking, just saying, you know, a few words, a minute or less, about who you are, what you're up to, you know, what your goals are with your practice, that kind of thing. What's your background?
I'm very excited to share with you information about how the upper part of...
Somebody's listening to their CMDS program, huh? Or the grand, it sounded, I couldn't tell. So Claudia, let's see. Claudia, maybe another one that doesn't, it's just not coming through. You may not have a good mic on your phone, on your thing. So I would say anybody that can't and isn't, Lynn put the number. If you look back, I'll just reiterate it again just in case people, I don't know if this one works the way others do where you don't see anything that was in before, you only see what came in. So I just put the, if I'm not hearing you and I've opened up your line, go ahead and call in on the conference center and we'll see you come in and we'll be able to speak. So I think we'll just basically do like, let me see.
It looks like somebody else just came in, a 623 number.
623.
And I unmuted them.
Okay. Who's 623? I thought that was...
Yeah, that's me again. I lost the call and I just had to call back in.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. That's what I thought. It looked like a familiar number. Anyway. So if we were to take... We're going to take 10 minutes each. We'll be here for like, let's just say we take 6 minutes a person. And I usually like to do is set my little thing. And so that we can go through and just like, what's one thing that you'd like some help with at this point? I know some of you already said some of that is in terms of talks in front of people and that kind of thing. And then we'll go from there. And we'll see what I can do. I'll basically set this thing for 5 minutes and then we'll have a kind of a lightning round where anybody has anything they want to say for a minute, they can add to it. How's that?
So Amby just sent me a note. She can't talk right now, but she said, I'm just starting as a practitioner. I'm trying to focus on food allergies and sensitivities.
Great.
I'm also on your sweet spot program for my personal health issues.
Great. Welcome, Amby. Thank you. Super. Okay. So we're going to go back through the same order as best I can, whatever order that show up on my screen. So Elaine.
Okay. Can you say again exactly what you want me to say real quick?
Yeah. So what would you like help with today? What would be something that, you know, you're just starting out? Is it something help with crafting your signature talk? Is it, what would best serve you to get support and help with today?
Wow. In 6 minutes.
I'm quick. I can tell you anytime. But you have to be able to say it quickly. Like, what's that one? What's the situation? What's the question?
Okay, so as a health coach that is trying to help people, how far can I go without breaking any rules or any laws? How can I be secure? In fact, one of the questions that I asked was whether people use their personal cell phone numbers, or how do you separate that out so you're protected?
Good.
How do you know when you're not giving enough information, say in a blog post, versus too much?
Okay. These are great questions. Let me handle them because my brain can't handle more than three questions at a time before I lose them. So these are easy questions, right? So the first one is how to be protected, how to be safe. So I would say you've been to my presentations before. Every presentation I do that, blah, blah, blah. That was crafted by an attorney. You're welcome to use that and shift it around to however you want to use it. You don't have to pay the big bucks to the attorney to get it. Happy to share. And then when you're speaking with people, you don't want it in the form of a slide, right? You want that to be when you start a conversation with people. You just have like a little disclaimer kind of thing, a contract kind of thing that you use with them. But then you reiterate. Hey, I'm really excited to talk to you again and I want to find out how you've been going. I just want to remind you that everything we talk about is education. I'm not doing medical advice and anything that, you know, seems to affect your medication doses if they're on, whatever, you need to run by your doctor. So you just keep repeating it, and you keep repeating it, and you keep repeating it. And when you give them things, I'm learning to be a little bit, say things a little bit differently instead of saying, oh, here, I recommend you do this. Say, wow, based on what you're telling me, it appears that X is out of balance. And what I've had other people have success with is to do this, or what other people have reported to me that they've done, or what I've personally experienced is that this might be helpful. You might want to look into this. You might want to research this and then decide with your doctor if it's something you want to do. And we don't want to get to the point where we become so paralyzed that we're ineffective, right? And for me, it just pops out of my mouth. Oh, you should do this and this and this and this. And I've got to pull back because when I'm face to face with somebody, I'm operating totally within my scope to do that. But yeah. When I'm not face to face with somebody in that therapeutic patient doctor relationship and I'm coaching somebody long distance, I can't rely on my patient doctor relationship and all the things I'm allowed to say that way. I'm allowed to say, we're going to treat you this way. I'm going to diagnose you that way. So you avoid the D words, you avoid the T words, no diagnosis, no treatment. You can use evaluate, assess, investigate might be actually a better word, because evaluate and assess are kind of medical words, but investigate. That's not a medical word, right? Let's investigate what's going on here. There's a test that you can get run over at this lab over here, you know, and it costs about $200 and it could give us a lot of information about, that will educate your decision about how. So you just think about your words. You're going to say stuff that's out of the scope. I don't know where you're in Texas. So Texas is green. So, you know, we're pretty easy. Lynn is in Iowa, which is red. So if you don't know the designation of states, it's like, who's allowed to dispense nutrition information in what state? And in a red state, the only people allowed would be doctors, and maybe nurse practitioners. Like if I was in a red state, I could, in a therapeutic face-to-face environment, because I'm licensed as a chiropractor, I could do that. I could give that advice. But if I go into that state without my license, I can't do it just as anybody else could. So it's just being careful. Now, as terms of the blog, I would say that you read it, you think about your audience, like really put yourself in their shoes. Is it too much? If you're writing for one of us, if you're writing for your health coach people, it's going to be much more in-depth. If you've got a very sophisticated, educated audience, which I tend to because that's how I talk kind of technical, I attract those people who want to know. They're done with medicine and they want to know how to be their own advocate. So I can talk to them at a higher level. I'm having a little trouble adjusting to that right now in the sweet spot, because we've got people that have come in from other people who promoted me who aren't used to my highfalutin science stuff. So I've got to tone it back a little bit and realize that. So think about your audience. They're overwhelmed. They've got some autoimmune stuff. I would keep it at the level where it's going to incite them and motivate them, like, oh my God, I have this problem, and they're going to want more. So a lot of the, you know, a little bit of the how, a little bit about the why, a lot about the why, and then just a little bit of how, and then, hey, this can be resolved, you know, and you can send them to other blog posts because that helps your Google rankings if you send them to other blog posts you do or other videos. And then you basically are going to give them and leave them hanging for the next session. Make sense? What was the third question?
That's a good one. I didn't write them down.
Okay. Disclaimer. I thought it was related to the blog. Does anybody else remember the third question? Oh. Maybe I got them all wrapped into those.
You might have, because I think you did, actually. Okay. You talked about the blog, how much is too much, and, you know, when is it not enough and when is it too much. You talked about the security thing.
Yeah.
You kind of went over several things that I actually don't even think I got to ask, and you answered some questions. So
okay.
I wrote as fast as I could.
Good. Anybody, and this is recorded, so you'll have the recording. Does anybody else have anything to add? We'll do a lightning round. Anybody else? Raise your hand, wave, speak. No? Okay. Cool?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Lynn?
And I put the link in the chat. So there was a talk by Carmen Hunter, because I know you're an NEPT. I encourage you to go back and listen to that about legalities and so forth.
Yeah,
but I also put a link. Yeah. I put a link in the chat about this is a really great website to go to know more about the laws in your state. So it's the nutritionadvocacy.org, and I highly recommend that about once a week you look at this or get on their Facebook group or whatever, because it's a great resource to keep up, because even though Texas is okay now, they actually have some legislation coming up this year that you will want to be aware of. And so, yeah, I encourage you to keep up on this, because quite frankly, I am offended that I have to be so careful with my language. You know, it's like, who made them the rulers? And so I don't know, maybe I'm just getting kind of uppity in my older age. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there is that.
Yeah.
But you know, that doesn't mean we need to.
Yeah. Thank you.
That we need to do that. So yeah. Anyway,
just gotta keep
there's the link.
Right.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I know somebody who got in trouble in North Carolina for having a blog that shared how he lost weight. And he got,
and there was another, there was another woman in North Carolina, and she has her doctorate in nutrition, but she wasn't a registered dietitian, and she got shut down, and she just said, well, to heck with you. And she left the state.
Yeah, it's crazy because it's registered dietitians, it's lobby, right? They go in there and they gather together and they want a monopoly. They're scared, right? They're threatened by us because we know a lot more, quite frankly, and we actually get results. And that's the thing. So anyway, so we're going to move on to Denise. Ready, Denise? Can you open Denise? All right. Hey, Denise.
Hi. Sorry if you hear any noise in the background. There's someone else in the other room. Well, the one, I guess your question is, what do I need help with?
Yeah.
That's the question. Okay, my biggest concern is how to get started. I really haven't sent out a newsletter in over a year. Mm-hmm. And my list is about 75 people, and those are just friends and family.
Okay, it's a start, right? It's a start.
Yeah.
So I just want to go a little bit deeper, because I can give strategy, but the strategy is going to fall onto, like, what's the lack of motivation about?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if we can explore a little bit about what the lack of motivation is about, then you're more able to do the things that you need to do, because you probably know a lot of ideas. You probably have a lot of ideas about how to get started, but the motivation, the lack of motivation. So what's that about?
Lack of motivation for me, I don't have a circle of support. I don't have people in my circle that really can cheerlead me and tell me to move on. I sort of feed off of energies of people. So if the people around me do not encourage me to do this business, then I just don't do it. I don't send out a newsletter. I don't follow up. I don't do anything.
Okay.
What
do you really want, though?
Yeah.
Like, if I could say to you, what would you like, you know, a year from now, if we're having a conversation, what would you really like for yourself? Do you want to still be in your part-time job with all these unmotivated people or demotivating people around you, or do you want something different?
I would like an exit strategy from my full-time job into my health coaching practice. I would like to have a drive-in practice with maybe at least 10 people to start if I can do that.
Okay. So I would say a start for you is the exit strategy school and getting support. So being in circles like this, being in support groups, finding groups to be there so that you're not going to get the support from your people in your environment. You will get it by being in circles like this. That's really a key. So I would look at how much money are you making in your business and list that out. And then how much could you charge for your nutrition coaching, and how, at what point, you know, maybe you can take a small hit in your salary. Maybe you could take half salary. Some people can do that. It depends on what other sources of income you have or how good your salary is. And then how do you get to the point where, like, is there any way to go to part-time where you are right now?
There's no way to go part-time right now with my current career.
Yeah. So what you need to be doing is building it up, building it up, building it up until you get to the point where you, Yeah. And do you need to replace your whole income, or is there a fraction, a piece of that income that you can replace and still be, you know, maybe hobbling a little bit and not have as much extra spend going on?
My whole income.
You need the whole income.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So calculate what that is. And then I would say you can start with just creating, a digestion program, right? How do you help somebody with their digestion? Because you know digestion is key to solving so much of anything. So use the materials we have in that module and just lay it out. You can always post it on the Facebook group and say, hey, I just designed my health coaching program. It's got these five modules, and it's not like a group thing yet. You can do it, but you can always transfer it. You create a program so that it structures the way we work with people one-on-one. With one-on-one, you have the flexibility of deviating and adding stuff in or taking stuff out. But if you have that structure, then you can always do a group program later, which is more leveraged. But have that, and then we'll start to think about how do you talk to people, right? How do you get people to actually talk to you so that you can offer them that? The whole process that I teaches you how to come up with a hot name and how to come up with naming the modules so people are motivated. And then learning how to do an enrollment conversation is really key. There's just type in enrollment conversations. Bill Barron has a lot of free stuff on it. Charlotte Jacobs has some stuff on it. So there's a lot of things that you can do to try to get that piece going. And you may invest in a course that teaches you how to do that. I've done both Charla's and Bill's, and they feel really good to me, as opposed to some of the sleazy tactical stuff that we don't want to really do with people. It helps you to engage with that person, like what's your goals, what do you want, so that by the end of that conversation, they're saying, I'd love to work with you. How do I do that? Right. And then you can make an offer. And so I would learn those two things. One is from right within our program. If you're in it, you're not in NEPT, but in NEPT, we have an interview with Bill Barron, and someone else did a enrollment conversation one. I think it was Teresa Skelly, that we have two different aspects to it. Plus we have that in our resource library where I teach people how to do an enrollment conversation, but learning how to do that and then going, okay, how do I get these? Well, what am I passionate about? One of the things in CMDS is you've got it done for you presentation that you can go in and grab my slides and, you know, tweak them and sort them. And it's so easy to start with somebody else's slides. You can take out what you don't want, add what you do, add your own logos. You don't have to give me credit for it. It just becomes yours. I created that as a tool to help you get out there. And I say, okay, where in my community can I talk to people? You know, who would be interested in this? And sometimes it's a church group, a library, and a health food store, a yoga studio. Like, who can you talk to? And it's going to take a little networking, right? It's going to take a little stepping out beyond your comfort zone, right? But as you're doing this, if you have a strategy, you post it on the Facebook group and get support, because that's, you know, we're all there to support each other for your success.
Sounds good.
Does that help?
I'm not afraid of stepping out.
Say it again?
I'm not afraid of stepping out.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Get your behind the scenes in a row so that when you do step out, you have something to move them into. That's a big mistake people make. And then they go, okay, well, it's, you know, $75 if you want to come in for a first thing. And then, okay, then what do we do next? Okay, come in, let's talk next week. And it's another $75. And you don't have an approach. And people are going, what am I paying for? So if you have this laid out, you know, I'm going to start you with this and this. You can have a framework. And since it's offered to one-on-one to people, you can shift it around. You can customize it. But if you have your own framework to begin with, then they're like, wow, calm the digestive fire stuff, right? Because they have heartburn. You may call it something else for the next person who has an irritable bowel, and you may call it the, you know, get things flowing or stop things from, I don't know, some crazy name, but get them excited about it. Okay?
Yeah.
You can do this. Okay, post on Facebook, and I'm going to give you 3 days. I want you to, by the end of the week, post something on Facebook that reaches out and say, hey, I'm just starting out, and I'm just, you know, feeling like I need some support to get me motivated. And you will get a ton of responses from that group. Okay?
Will do.
All right. If you don't, who in here will follow up with her and say, hey, I didn't see your post. Lynn will. Okay.
Thanks, Lynn.
And Karen will. Okay?
Thanks, Karen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So Karen Heffron, I'm going to close your line. Can the other mute? Karen, hey.
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
My biggest issue is computer technology. I have a fear of it. It's prevented me from creating a website. I don't know how to create a PowerPoint for this talk I'm going to be taking. It's just overwhelming me. So I freeze and I stop.
So tell me more about the fear. What are you afraid of? Is somebody going to come out and like bite you by the neck?
I just don't know what to do. I feel like if I try to create something, I don't know, I'm going to get a virus or I don't know.
Okay. So getting a virus is, yeah. Okay. So you do email?
I do email. I love email.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. Do you have PowerPoint or whatever?
I have access to it, but I don't know how to use it.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Nobody knows how to use it. I didn't know how to use it the first time I did it. I'd never used it before. I just opened it up and I went, I wonder what. And you know what? You're not going to blow anything up, right? I wonder what that button does. Boom! The computer blows up. It doesn't happen, right? So you press the button and you go, oh, that's ugly. You don't save it. You know what I mean? So you just play with it and you just look at their tutorials. There's videos, but just play. I would give yourself permission to play because it sounds like you're one of these, you know, you're very accomplished and you know, you like to do things right and you don't want to make a mistake.
Yes.
And that's got to kind of go out the window because when you're learning something new, it's like a baby learning to walk or a kid learning to ride a bike, you're going to fall. And you know what? What's the worst that can happen if you try to create a PowerPoint and it doesn't work out? Mm-hmm. It doesn't work out. And you're not any worse off than you are if you never tried it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
so
I mean?
Can you create slides from the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
The slides that you have.
So here's the thing. I want you to go into that. There's a section called marketing. You know, there's all the modules and then there's a section called marketing. And go in there and you've got access to, I think that's where it is. And Lynn can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's where we put it was there's a presentation. All you have to do is download that to your computer and then you open it in PowerPoint and voila, you've got a presentation already made for you. So you look and you go, well, I don't like the way that says that. And you go and you change it. And I don't like that picture over there. I'm going to delete it, right? Oh, you don't want my footer. I guess my footers are in the mall and we should teach them how to get rid of that so they can put their own. But I left it in there so you can just go into my footer and still have the little thing there and just change it to copyright, you know, Karen Heffron, right? And your website address or you don't or nothing or your phone number, right? So I've made it easy for you because I know how daunting it could be. And I know when you sit down at PowerPoint, if you've never done it before, you're like, woo! So at least you know, you look at it and go, I don't like the way she did that. I'm going to change it. I don't like the font there. I'm going to do a different font. Oh, I like a swirly font. I'm going to just change it. And see, here's the thing. You can copy my presentation to your computer and you can mess around with it all you want. And if you hate it, you just delete it. You download it again. Is that cool? Or you just download it once and then you save another copy of it on your computer and you have the master. So just save it on your computer as the master. Play with the second one.
Okay.
And the worst that can happen is you hate it. It's ugly. But there's so much good stuff in there already. And mine is like really long. So you can probably make 3 presentations out of it.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You're welcome. Anything else? Anybody else have anything to add? Who else is technology challenged or scared? Anybody? June is. Okay. Lynn!
No, seriously. When I first started doing things with you, PowerPoint, are you kidding? You know, I knew nothing.
He was scared then. This is a good example because now I'll just say, hey, I need such and such. Okay. And she told me, she said, when I first did that, she went, I don't know how to do this. I wonder how I do this. And then she figured it out and then she didn't. I didn't know she didn't know how to do it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know she didn't know how to do it.
Right?
She went in and done it. Now I've hired other people on my team who are like, you know, administrative people who they're scared of it more than she was. She was just like, okay, I'll just try it. And then she figured it out. So she can figure it out. You can figure it out, right?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have 39 more seconds if you have anything else to add.
No.
Or actually a minute and 39 seconds.
Do you have recommendations on how to create a website? That's not a
39 second
question.
Do it. I would say if you try to do it yourself, that's a lot of work. But if you go to something like Upwork and you just put in that you want and ask for somebody that can create you a WordPress site, and that way, you know, they can just do, and you've got to tell them what you want, 5 pages on it, and you want one to be about me and one to be, you know, whatever. And you find somebody who says, yeah, I can do it, and $100, they'll create you a WordPress site.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's easy. Good. Perfect. All right. June, you're up. Oops. Did we get you unmuted? Okay, let me find you.
Now I'm unmuted.
Now you're unmuted. Good. Speak up or get closer to your mic because it makes it hard.
Well, I'm working on a lot of stuff. I just put up my profile that I did.
Okay, you're still really low, and I'm feeling like I want to go like this to hear you. I've got my mic all the way up on max. So is it me or are you having any trouble in hearing her? Or is it me?
Is it better now?
Not too much.
Oh, just a little bit.
Try that. Try again.
Okay.
Project.
Okay. I've been working on a lot of things, but my computer technology is... it gets to be a headache sometimes.
Yeah.
I guess it's normal. But my website, it's getting to look like a website at least. I know.
Can you share how you got your website set up? So Karen, you know, did you have somebody that did it for you? Did you do it yourself?
Well, you know, I had the IIN website. And then we had it all of a sudden switch over. Well, I had that one put together, and then I just switched it into this other one. It's called FreeSite. I can do a lot of things with it. I never heard anybody else using it as a health coach. The price keeps going up, but they've been pretty good to me. I like it better than some of the other free.
You do.
Not free sites, but the ones you can go in and do yourself. I forget the names of them. But... you know, I've done a couple of newsletters for my network marketing company, but I just with my network company, I don't get the support. I've got people that post the support. I've got one really good gal. Anyway, from that network marketing company, that's why I was able to do all these trainings and that. But right now they aren't doing real good, so my checks are hurting.
So where do you want to be in a year, June?
Where do I want to be in a year? Well, I'd sure like to be making at least $1,000 a month.
Okay.
That would make me happy.
And have you had any clients so far?
It's, you know, my dad just passed away.
Okay.
And I was helping him a lot.
Okay.
But I learned things from him. And now I'm working with my son. Now I've got another son that just got, he's a really good guy, but he was in 2 simple motorcycle accidents. And now he's got a lot of pain in his lower back. And I'm also certified as a cranial sacral therapist.
Oh.
Because of my son with the head injury. But it's like... like the support isn't there, plus the trust isn't there, or whatever. So it's like I got these certifications, but then I get these disappointments.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? You've had a lot going on in your life, so it's I'm slowing this because I'm driving. It's driving me crazy, and I think I could hear better if I lower it. You've had a lot of trauma in your life, and it's been good. You know, good to hold back and not do too much. But if you want to get started, like $1,000 a month isn't a huge goal, right? It's actually quite easy to attain. You know, it's not a lot of people or whatever. So I think, do you have places in your community where you can speak?
Well, I did go to some network marketing, network groups in the past. And also, what do they call it? That speaking, thing that's all over the world. I forget what that's called, but so I've gotten out there.
Do you feel afraid to get on stage and talk to people, or you feel good about that?
I don't, you know, I feel afraid to a certain extent. I've been thinking that, you know, and I play my guitar and sing loads of solos like that. So the fear, you know, of getting up there isn't so bad. But the communication part, I know I really have to have that down pat with my and that sort of thing. If my passion is there, though, then I know it's easier for me.
Okay, so do you have you been through most of the Digestive Mastery program so far? Or are you just starting out?
I'm just getting started with that, and I'm, you know, I just thought I really needed to check this NEP thing, you know, PT, where to go out because I had to be sure. Plus, I'm finishing up a couple other certifications, you know, it all kind of jumped
up. Yeah. So you know what I'm hearing? Like a lot of people I hear this from, it's when I get this certification or that sort of, like you feel like you don't know enough. So you feel like you can't get started till you have the certification. The certification is great because it just makes you better and better, and it is good to get them. But on the other hand, you don't have to wait till you have it to get started. So you think about who you want to help. Do you know who you want to help?
I know it's going to be with digestion.
Okay.
Because I really made a big difference in my life. Because of, you know, like
yeah.
experiences. And besides that, I had to learn food combining for myself so that I could just.
Yeah. Yeah. So digestion and, you know, what I would do, you're an NEPT, right? So you have access to the whole library of trainings, and I would go through them in order. It's the PBSS section. We've got a whole bunch of guest speakers that we've had speak, but I would start with the pieces that I put together. They're just real simple, like start, you know, who's your audience, really identifying that. How do you speak to them and about telling them what you can do? What are the things you want to do? Here's a program, how to put together a program. Here's how to get online and use Facebook and whatever else. And there's a whole bunch of resources. I just start at the beginning. Do one of them a month. Do one of them a week. You know, one of them a week would be great. And then you've already got a website. Take a presentation. You want to work with digestion. Find a group. Don't use my hour and a half presentation. Take pieces of it, right? Who's the group? What can they handle? What do I want to offer them? And then offer something small. You can offer, like, Isabel, who's in NEPT as well. She does these little groups, like 6-8 people. And she has them, rents a kitchen or she has them come to hers. And she has weekly meetings and she also has online phone calls. And she actually makes food with them. And she brings them over, she teaches them what foods they need to do for their gut, and then they make it together. And they get together. And it's simple, she charges maybe $300 a person to do it. So every time she does one of those classes, if she gets 6 people, it's about $1,800, right? It's not huge money, but like if you did one of those classes a month, you'd be doubling almost what you're looking to make. See? So that's just part of it. But then she'll offer, you know, some of those people will want more. And some of them have serious health issues that it's not just going to be a, you know, 4-week, 5-week course where they learn how to cook and make food. So she offers them, and a certain percentage of them will go and do private coaching with her. You know, where she'll look deeper. She'll look at their labs. She'll help them more deeply. Just get out there, do a free presentation, and even if nobody signs up the first time you offer a program like that, you'll still have the experience of doing it, right? And if you make the program according to our guidelines, and then you use the presentation to lead to it, and watch, when you guys watch my presentation, watch how I go from teach, 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 a transition into here's how you're going to need to do it yourself, and then offering a product or program. And, you know, I'm not the best at that, though by any stretch, and I've probably gotten better since I've last done that, and you get better and better all the time, but you just do it. And even if you don't, if you're not comfortable offering something like a little program like that, and you can put together a program like that, and I'm sure Isabel would gladly, you know, chat with you about it. But if you, even if you don't do it as a program, you just at the end of that little talk, you say, look, I know, you know, if you need help with this, let's set up a free consultation. I have room in my calendar for 5 of them. So, you know, 5 of you in this room can get that, but everybody sign up and fill out the application, and if, you know, we'll create a waiting list if more people want it. So you create like an urgency and a demand. And then you have an enrollment conversation. And if you study the enrollment conversation process, I did one, and Bill Barron, who's the master of it, did another one, and it's in that library, and you can watch that. And then you just little by little by little, you get better at it. But the other thing, the one that Laura Ricci is doing, is she's just doing cooking classes in her house, and she charges, what, 30, 40 bucks for them. Not much, right? Maybe it's 25. I don't even know. It's a small amount, but she gets people in, but she charges them less, but she gets people in. And then from there, she will sign a couple of them up to do private coaching with her. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice, and you get to people from their bellies, right? It's a great way to get to people, because when we talk about food, they're like, oh, I'm going to eat celery and carrots my rest of my life on this healthy food plan. And when you can make some really yummy, nourishing foods and show them how. And the other thing we have in NEPT is how to do how to do a food prep class. And I actually teach you all the mechanics of it. It's a recorded program, how to do the mechanics of it, but then I actually take you behind the scenes into my kitchen and go, okay, we're about to do a live one. See how we have the camera set up here, see how we're doing this, and then voila, they just go watch what I'm doing and see how cool it is to do that. And you can do them online, but start in your kitchen. I started my first food class was in my kitchen, and I did it on a rolling scale, just put in the bucket whatever you feel it's worth. And I bought the food, I made the stuff, people loved it, these were my friends. They put 10 bucks in the thing and I made 80 bucks, which barely covered the cost of the food. So it wasn't worth it. After that, I started charging, but I only charged $25, and then I raised it to $35, and then I raised it to $45. And then we extended a class and we did them longer and made a $75 class, and they started getting packed to the point where I couldn't do it in my house anymore. I had to do it elsewhere. It's just a slow moving, right? Just slow moving. You write to all the people you know. You start the newsletter. Get connected with them. Let them know what you do. Even if it's only 75 people who happen to be your friends. My first thing was I put everybody I knew that was family members and friends and everybody and people I'd met at conferences, and I just dumped them into a constant contact database. And I started writing, not even a newsletter. I just wrote to them and said, hey, I have a recipe for this. They called it the newsletter, but it wasn't even a pretty formatted newsletter. It was just stuff. And it's not that hard to get started. You just have to feel like you want to. And that we have resources. So reach out to the other people in the program. Okay?
One of my passions is fermenting.
Oh!
I'm pretty good at it, and I'm learning all the time. My latest ones that I want to learn is miso and temp, even. And the healthy kind, you know. And so I'm doing more research on that, but that's one of my passions.
That would be great. People need that. Gut-friendly foods, right?
Yeah. Probiotics or whatever.
Well, here's something we're going to be doing for the NEPT folks is this year. I have my monthly show that I do online, and I'm tired of doing it all myself. There's a lot of cleanup. So there's ways, and we've done it before, where we can feed in somebody else, like we're doing like this, but you're just feeding somebody else into their kitchen. And they're doing it. Lynn did it with me. A couple of other people in the program have done it with me. And a couple of people outside the program have done it with me. So we're going to be putting out like a, hey, sign up. You know, here's the slots. And, you know, you don't have to do the whole show. It's still with me, but we'll have maybe 3 or 4 guest chefs. And fermenting would be a great thing to show. So keep it in mind. Okay? Super. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So Karen, let me open you. I can't do it that way. I have to do it over here. That's the thing.
I got it.
Okay. Got it. All right.
You guys can hear me okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Okay. There are a couple thoughts and questions sort of intertwined. Okay. I'm at about the halfway point through the CMDS program.
Okay.
And I've done much self-learning over the last year. So I feel like I've got this bundle of, you know, information and trusted resources on a multitude of health-related topics, everything from meditation to yoga to fermentation that you just talked about, and gut health and all of it. So with that in mind, here's kind of my couple questions. The program that's coming up, the client attraction program that Charlotte Jacobs, she's yep. phenomenal. And I know she's got her May event coming up in May. Yeah. And I don't foresee me being totally like in business yet as a health coach for maybe till the end of this year.
Okay.
So does it make sense now, like, to start and get into?
I wish I would have done it long before I struggled for 3 years, you know, whatever, trying to do this without it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Even if you do it, they oftentimes will let you come back again and do it again if you feel like you wanted to, because it's such a profound program. But yeah, I would do it. It's a mindset thing to really get you to really own your value and know what you should be charging, and then practical strategy stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. I would highly recommend that to anybody here, that if you're not signed up for her program, she gave us full scholarships to her program, and it's coming up in May. You have to go to San Francisco for it and pay for a hotel room, but yeah, well worth it. I would say well worth it. And now it's even more valuable than it was when I did it, because I did it. It was a 2-day. And it was early on. It was like 2009, and they've expanded and grown, and they know so much more now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And then really related, obviously, as we all try and live the healthiest way, we lead by example, of course, and, you know, the old saying, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world. And
exactly.
I really try and do that on a really daily basis. And I'm sure, I'm going to guess that most everyone comes up with the same resistance. It seems like the people closest to us in our world, friends, coworkers, family, they're the ones that they don't want to hear it. Like my younger sister, who's 50 pounds overweight, addicted to sugar, a mom, has 2 kids, husband, job, the whole thing. And I can't even get her on the phone. And we don't live in this state. So where I'm going with this is, letting people know what I'm doing. And when I say people, of course, I have a pretty large sphere of influence from being a realtor for so many years. And years ago, when I got into that business, I had another business, and I sort of networked with those people to let them know I was going to become a realtor. And I became very successful at that because I already had the warm market.
Yeah.
So my question would be, obviously, with, you know, kind of just in a sharing, informative way, not a selling way, just let it people know, hey, here's what I'm working on, becoming a nutritional health coach, and here's how I'm living my life, and that sort of setting the stage that down the road from now, you know, I'll be in business and I'll be a health coach.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go there. Okay. So I would go with I'm going towards health coaching. I'm getting my certifications, and I've started a blog. And I'm going to start sharing with you some recipes and some tips, and you just start sharing. You create the mailing list. So check into, what's the monkey one? MailChimp or Constant Contact or one of those that allows you to collect people's names, so that when they come to you, she said, all you need to do is give me your name and email address, and I'm going to start emailing you like a new recipe of the week. And so anytime you put a blog post up with a recipe or a tip, or in short and sweet is fine, then you just send out an email to everybody and say, hey, and if you do have any friends who you think could benefit, and you just put out content, really good content. Even, like, everybody gets freaked out about this, but Facebook Live.
Right.
Well, you go on Facebook Live. People love it. I go in my kitchen. I started to have to, you know, do my hair and get all dressed up and look good and get things clean. And now I just got to go in the kitchen and say, hey, I'm going to make something. Let's make something together. And you just pull it out. I should have done that this afternoon when I made coconut yogurt, right? It's like, oh, nobody knows how to make it. It's so simple. They go, holy cow, I can do that. Very simple, 5 ingredients or less recipes that you can teach them. And while you're teaching them recipe, you're teaching them why this ingredient over that. oh, we're using, notice I'm using these paleo wraps instead of these wheat tortillas. And even if you're using whole wheat tortillas, it's still, it's a depleted food. And you can just teach them about, a little bit about gluten-free and the alternative of a paleo wrap, which is coconut and the MCTs and how it's good for their gut and how it's good for their brain. And you just incorporate that into your food. People love it. And you, say that again.
I'm sorry, you're building credibility.
You're building credibility. You're not just saying, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm going to ask you to join me and pay me money to do it later. No, I don't even mention that. I'm working on my nutritional health coaching and I want to share this great information. And then when you do have a program and they've already built trust, they're like, oh, great. I want to get in her fold. I want to do that with her.
Okay.
Then you can all do that. You can all do a Facebook Live.
Within blog posts, can you, you know, if I'm a particular topic that I might be, writing about, can I then reference, you know, like a website or an email, well, probably a website or a resource to someone or something where they can go for more information and it's a credible resource, like to Dr. Tom O'Brien, if it's about autoimmune or, you know what I mean? Can you include that in your blog to say, here, check it here?
Absolutely. In fact, Google likes that and you get ranked better when you have cross links to reputable authorities. Okay. The other thing you can do, if you do a Facebook Live, you can download that video and you can put it up on YouTube. So now you've got two sources of ideas and you find blog, keyword ideas, like what are people searching for? Think, what are people searching for? They're not searching for, you know, how do I get healthier? They're not. I'm sorry. They're not.
Right.
How do I solve X problem? You know, foods to support hormone balance. People love that. Ooh, I'm going to go sign up for foods for my, eat your way to hormone balance. Like you come up with catchy little things. You come up with the keywords. Now you can take that Facebook Live. You can put it on YouTube. You can start a podcast, which is, you know, not that hard to do. If you wanted to do all the new and noteworthy and get all the rankings, it's more and you have to hire somebody because it's too hard to do on your own. But you could just go to iTunes, and you create an account there. And then there's ways to just upload it. You can actually, so you do this thing on Facebook Live, and then you put it on your blog. So you have a blog post that embeds the video, or you put it on YouTube. And then you embed the YouTube video on your blog. So now you've got three sources of traffic. And then as you create things, so as you like towards the end of the year, now when you're ready to start health coaching, you have all this credibility behind you. You've done Jesse and Charlotte stuff, so you know now how to do these enrollment conversation calls. And when you're ready to do something, then you can actually go back to all this real estate that you've created. Real estate, right? You're good at real estate. All this real estate you've created. And you can even edit it and add in a link to your other stuff. And always have an opt-in on everything. Well, you can't do it on YouTube, obviously, or Facebook, but on your blog, you have something that is either at the top that says, hey, download my XYZ blah, blah, blah. You know, how to do such and such. You figure out what your niche is. You figure out who you want to approach. And, you know, 12 cancer-preventing foods that nobody's talking about. Right? Try to make the catchy titles and then it pops up and they have to, oh, I want to know about that. And they have to give you your name and email address and then you build a thing.
Yep.
But even before you get there, just start to build the credibility and traffic.
Okay. Well, I've certainly received many of these programs. That's how I've learned about so many of the, you know, experts out there is by, you know, downloading the free ebook, you know, everyone from Josh Axe to, well, you know, they're all out there and their programs are, well, they're pretty easy to follow. And I see a lot of the live Facebook stuff too that people are doing nutritionally related and they go on there for 2 minutes and say, here's how I make a smoothie. And it, like my personal thing is I'm into juicing and I've posted multiple times on Facebook, not a video, but just pictures of me holding my glass of green juice, a picture of my juicer, pictures of all my vegetables all cut up, ready to go, and just, you know, putting a quick blurb out there saying, hey, this is the key to longevity. I juice every day, you know, private message me for more information. And a few people have. They say, hey, what, tell me about juicers and what's the best kind and blah, blah, blah.
And then you can also make arrangements. And I know this is, you know, other ways to monetize, but you can become an affiliate marketer for somebody who already has a program. So if you're doing that right now, you don't have a program, you can affiliate with like Steve Prusak, who has the Juice Man little, you know, $47 program, right? And you sign up as an affiliate, and then anytime somebody buys, and it's a cheap and, you know, cheap, it's a low investment, right? So that people are, it's easy to make. And then you can make money on that. And if you've ever been in, whoever's in MLM, you want to be able to, you want to make some passive revenue as well as your active revenue. And so you look at who has programs that you can refer to and who has products like juicers, you know, what's his name? My friend David Klein, not David Klein. What's his name?
Discountjuicers.com.
Come to my house a couple of times for potlucks. I can't remember his name. Anyway, he's a sweet little guy. He writes all the time about his garden and all this cool stuff he does, but he has discountjuicers.com. And so you work out an affiliate arrangement with them for everything you send to them. You can set up things with HealthForce Nutritionals where, you know, it's very small commissions, but still you find out these different things that you can set up and you just send them a link because people want resources.
Yep.
They want resources. So if you give them a resource that happens to be an affiliate link that you happen to make a dollar for every 10 they spend, why not?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, and I'm familiar with affiliate marketing. Obviously, many of us might have tried to, you know, to support the Betrayal series. So there's a few other ones I signed up for and, but just trying to figure out the right way to disseminate that out and to whom, you know.
Information, connection, and then an offer.
Yep.
Always connect first, give them information, make an offer. If you keep that formula, connect, give information, make an offer. Okay. And then they start to trust you, especially if you use just, you only send them to places where you know and you trust. They trust you. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. Janine. Let's open Janine. You got it. Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
Yes. A little. You're very low, kind of like June was. So you're going to make me strain.
Hold on. Okay. Well, a lot of my questions were answered.
Good. That's usually how it goes on these things, by the way. Yeah.
But what I'm really struggling is keeping organized with my studying. Because I am new to this, and I'm kind of a perfectionist. I used to be a Princess House consultant, and I had to know everything, you know, stood up before a crowd. So I found myself kind of jumping around in CMDS because of my liver problems and no gallbladder. And I just found myself jumping around instead of
following through.
Yeah, each section. And then I go to the resources and I start reading there. And so finally, just about a week ago, I decided to put myself through the GRAND program. And I thought, you know what?
Good.
I have to start with myself. And so I know exactly how everything works. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now.
So do you want help with some suggestions for organizing and studying? Is that what you're looking for? Or? Yeah.
Because, you know, I know so much just from being sick myself, dealing with the liver problem.
Right.
And, because I have that brain fog that's still coming in and out, and I just started a detox, 2 days ago to further, you know, I get depressed because when you're trying to fight an illness and I feel so many things against me and I just have myself to motivate and I get frustrated and it becomes very depressing. So,
I don't know. So community, you know, is really important as we talked about before, but I think that in terms of motivating yourself to get studying, it's like that. We're really going to be turning it around. It just takes some back end technology stuff to be able to turn it around. So you can't skip around. So that's in the future. But right now we have the technology where you can check off that you did stuff, but we haven't gone back in the back end while people were going through it to change it so that you have to go through module one before you get to module two. What a novel idea, right? Yeah. That you can't skip around. So I would pretend that you have to make yourself a rule that you have to check off all the boxes, the objectives on every page that leads up to a page. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, some of the stuff you could jump around with, but you do miss some of the connection. And there are tests at the end of everyone. So do the little test. Are there tests at the end of each part of CMDS yet, Lynn, or is it just at the end? It's just at the end. In the future, there's going to be, we've done it.
There's the little questions.
All the little questions.
Yeah. But the big one is at the end.
Oh, the big one. Yeah. Okay. So we do have the little ones. I couldn't remember. I can't keep all of this straight in my mind.
Ahead because I had something come up on my liver scans. So we were trying to figure it out.
Yeah, so you wanted to look at the liver stuff. Yeah.
I did to make a decision, make sure everything was correct. And of course I wrote in the Facebook group and Lynn's always there 24 hours. I don't know when she sleeps. There and she's like, have an answer. But then moving forward, because I do, I still have a counselor. And they really want me to mentor. And you just told somebody that you don't have to be certified to start this, which, wow, that just opened up my brain. I have this problem that I feel I have to know everything before I get started.
Yeah. Okay, so think about it this way, right? How many people are you denying of your help because you feel like you have to know everybody? You're not going to be able to take on the really complicated cases. You're going to start with the easier ones. But all you have to do is be, I would say, some people say two steps, I say three steps ahead, right? And you can teach them stuff, right? Like Karen said, juicing. How many people is she three steps ahead of in juicing? Tons, like most people. So she could teach juicing because she feels comfortable with that. And June says fermenting. She really feels comfortable. Pick something that you really feel comfortable with and just get out there and do a class on it, right? You could your story. Right? It's just gotta create your story. And if you just tell people your story, that's gonna motivate and inspire people. So I would say, think about what you do. Like make a list of your competencies. Make a list of all the things you feel like you do well, right? Like you can help people with. And again, you're not gonna help these, you know, PhDs in psychology to figure out their emotional connections to what is going on for them. You're going to work with the people who are about three steps behind you. Mm-hmm. Right? And you're going to get a little bit ahead of them each time and you don't have to know everything. And guess what? I'm going to break your bubble. You ain't never going to know everything. You're never going to know everything. Ever, 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 ever. Right? Every day I learn something new. Every single day I learn something new. And I've been at this for 25 years in practice, officially licensed, a little longer than that. And another 5 to 7 years before that, where I was doing what you guys have all done, which is do your own thing. So over 30 years, and I learned something every day. Is that cool?
Yeah.
And I share it in the NEPT newsletter every week when I learn some new stuff that week. So that's what we do a little clinical pearl about. That's why. But see, so you're never going to know it all.
But the other thing is that I'm basically home. I care for my mom and I don't have much of a social, let's say, life. It's mostly doctors, psychology, therapy. But I do start talking to the people at physical therapy. So how do I guess.
Supermarket. You meet people at the supermarket. It's an awesome place to meet people. And you can deliberately, you can do it while you're grocery shopping, but you can actually just hang out in the produce aisle and fill your cart with beautiful produce. And people just come up to you and go, what are you going to do with all that? And then you start talking to them about the benefits of kale and why sprouts are so good for you. Oh, and I'm going to juice. And I'm starting to teach people how to juice. And you seed in that you're, oh, and my clients, you know, when I'm coaching my clients, I have to really keep ahead of it. So I'm always buying new produce to make for recipes. I'm going to do a Facebook Live video and I'm going to teach people how to make whatever. And that's why I have all this stuff in here. Like, you know, you just talk about what you do and you make people just come up to you naturally. I don't try to do that. I mean, I get in and out of the supermarket as quickly as I can, but I'm always having people go, what are you going to do with all that stuff? Like, I'm going to eat it. I could just say, I'm going to eat it and walk away, right? I could say, oh, you know, this and I teach my clients and students and I'm going to make some videos and I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to make these amazing things. And oh, do you see these wraps? Have you ever tried these wraps? These paleo wraps are really cool. They're better than tortillas. They don't give you, you know, gut pain, and I'm just going to take them. I'm going to throw some avocado and sauerkraut in, and I'm going to make a wrap. And you know what? My son's, the 18-year-old friend, loves them. And he's just like, motor mouth, right? And you get them to go, and you go, look, you know, I'm going to be doing this Facebook Live. I do them every week. Here, give them your card. Or you get it better as you get their information. Give me your email address, and I'll follow up with you. Or, oh, I have a little booklet. Like, everybody should have their little free booklet that you offer on your website. When you meet somebody in a supermarket, you go, oh, I have this little free booklet, you know, 5 ways to use your produce to boost your immune system, right? Or get yourself sex drive back or whatever title you want it to be. And you go, oh, I have this thing. You want me to send you a copy? Just give me your email address and I'll send it to you. Mm-hmm. Then you can follow up with that person.
So
it always be thinking about who you can help and how you can help them, how you can serve. When you think about how can I serve these people don't know much, right? You're standing there next to them and they're in the produce aisle and their cart is filled with Cheetos and Ho-Hos and all this crap. And you're like worried about them, like, oh, wow, they're going to get sick. And you just kind of go, hey, you know, my son did once when I was in the supermarket, we were checking out and big produce thing and he was sitting, he was 3 years old and he was sitting with his legs sticking out and looking and he looks in this lady's cart and he just like makes his face like, lady, you shouldn't eat that stuff. And she looked at him and said, oh, what stuff shouldn't I eat? He goes, none of it. She's like, why? Isn't there anything healthy in there? She goes, I have apple juice. He goes, no, it's in a bottle. It's pasteurized. No, you know, like he's just educating this woman. She goes, she actually said to him, can I hire you as my nutritionist? He goes, no, but you can hire my mommy. Right? So just like talk to people like, oh, what are you going to make with that? Even if you may start that conversation. Oh, I see you're having kale. How do you do kale? Get the conversation going. You never know where it can lead.
I strike up conversations all the time. And
well, lead them into you, right? Create a business card.
Then so that they have something to go to.
Sure. Yeah. Have a little, you know how easy it is to create an ebook online. Like go to Fiverr or go to Upworks.com and then you put out a bid. It says, I need somebody to take my recipes and make me an ebook. Mm. Next thing you know, you have this pretty PDF book and you put it out there. Mm. Got it? You can do this.
Yeah.
For all of you, it's a matter of having the confidence to just step forward and do it. And no, you don't have to know everything. And you know what? If you're teaching a class and somebody asks you a question, who's heard me say this? Like, it's a good question. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, because my brain fog is still coming.
Don't talk about your brain fog. I don't want to hear your brain fog. And I want you talking about it. Okay? Not allowed. You're not allowed to call your whatever symptoms you're having. You're not allowed to say my anything. Because you're taking ownership of it. Now, I want to take your brain fog away from you, Janine. Like if I said I want to take your glasses away from you, like, no, they're mine. I want to take your brain fog away. No, it's mine. You may not consciously think that, but your subconscious is thinking, no, it's my brain fog. Don't you dare try to take it away from me. So I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that talk, okay? Right?
Good point.
Yeah. My brain is getting clearer and clearer every day.
Yeah. Affirmations.
Yes. Yeah. True ones, because it is, right? It's getting a little bit clearer every day.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep your eyes out there where you're heading towards. Don't keep them back there where you've been. Don't let that be like your ball and chain. Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Total sense. So we're going to move on. I think we've got mostly everybody that I could get. June.
Amby wrote in some things.
Great.
Let me go back here.
And Claudia, you're the one on the 623, right? Is that correct? No, Claudia, you're in on yourself. Claudia, can we hear you? I'm going to try undoing you. Claudia?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yay. We can hear her. We'll do that. Gather up what she has so that you can just ask me because I'm on a roll.
Do you want me to
Claudia first. No, okay. Let's do Claudia because she's open and then we'll do Amby.
Yeah, I'm just coming from, to the program as a patient. So I'm not really on the practitioner side yet or attempting to be. I'm still, learning for my own health reasons. But I love to learn, so I'm on the core. You never know.
Yeah, and we can use this time however you want. So if you have something in specific that you want us to brainstorm with you about related to your own health, you know, we can use it that way.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that. That's a good question. And I'm blanking right now. I really wasn't prepared for that. So I'm sorry. Nothing is.
No, okay. So we'll pause you. We'll go to Ambie. And then as you're sitting there, think about if there's anything at all I can help you with. That's all. I'm here to help. So however I can help you. Okay.
Yeah. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you, Claudia. Ambie. Okay. So what's her question?
So the first, she's got a few of them here. The first one says, what can be the starting point so that clients are not discouraged? Like gluten-free is hard in the beginning, how to break into steps. So that's her first question.
Okay. Yeah. So steps. First of all, how many people do you know that are not drinking enough water? Right? So you start by getting them to drink water. If they're already drinking water, you know, you check their beverages because they may be drinking water, but they're also drinking wine and, you know, the antidiuretic hormone that it's, you end up with losing the water because you're drinking the wine and the coffee and all that. So you just start with their beverages. That's where I start. I just start with beverages. Then I start with ads. So going gluten-free implies you're taking something away. So you're going to add. You're going to see how much vegetable matter are they eating. You know, and you're saying, oh, I want you to eat. Maybe they can't eat a salad because they have irritable bowel and it causes them pain. Okay, how much vegetable? Oh, let's teach you how to make some steamed vegetables and put some MCT oil over it because it can help you with your gut. And you start with the ads. And then you get some takeaways. That's what we do in our program, in Sweet Spot too. We do that with, here, let's do the ads first. Now we're going to do the takeaways. So now we're getting to the point where, okay, you got to get rid of that. And I mean, they get sneak peeks and they see ahead for what they're going to be taking away. But as we're guiding people, we do the ads in our year-long energy recharge coaching program, which is with people coming in with low energy and brain fog and hormone imbalance. And they coach with us for a year and we have the site is huge. And those in NEPT have seen it because you get access to it. It's a huge set of resources. And we basically start with them breathing and appreciating, right? So, but a lot of people don't want to start there. These people know what they're in for when they come in and they go, oh God, what did I get myself into? This is one of those whack jobs that just wants to do breathing and spiritual stuff or whatever. So, you know, you don't necessarily start with that. You start with, but then you weave that in, right? I think that's a great place to start because most people's problems start with stress. So we start with that. So water, hydration, replacing beverage for beverage, getting them to do elixirs with cordyceps and coconut instead of coffee, right? You do the substitutes, you do the replaces. That's where I would start.
Okay. Her next question is, my biggest bottleneck is that I feel I'm not the role model yet. I know you've talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
I still have lots of weight to lose. I'm gluten and dairy free, but still struggle with lifestyle issues like stepping up the fitness and irregular sleep patterns and then the negative self-talk.
Yeah. So this is where you don't have to be perfect to help other people. So you're a step ahead. Now, maybe you're not going to be able to help at this point or gain confidence in an elite athlete who wants to up their game, right? Because they're going, she didn't know anything about being an elite athlete. How can she help me? But there are a lot of people out there who are struggling just like you, who you can relate to. I can't relate to those folks anymore because I'm so many years behind it. And I was like, just do it, you know, just do it. But, you can. You're a little bit ahead of them. Remember I said to Karen, a little bit ahead, three steps ahead. That's all you have to be. And so you just basically just go in with confidence. And you let your resources, your connection carry you through. And yeah, there'll be people who will say, no, I don't want to work with you because they are, you know, slender and they have an extra 5 pounds of belly fat and they're going, well, she's not going to be able to help me because she hasn't helped herself yet. There's going to be plenty of folks who are going to come in and say, holy cow, you know, you totally relate and you talk about I'm on my path and I've dropped X pounds so far and I'm still working on me, and they're seeing you as human and you know some more than they do and they're going to want your help. Yeah.
And then she says, if I have some time left, I would like some help in choosing a niche. I have personally dealt with digestive and insulin resistance issues. Also not very comfortable in public speaking yet. I find the more I talk to people, the more confident I become.
So the more you talk to me, the more confident you become. So I'm going to handle that in reverse order because the lack of comfort in public speaking. You know, remember I said about getting out there on Facebook, you have to be seen. In Facebook, you can't do a video, shared video thing. But on YouTube, you can. So you can actually create little presentations that are just like the slides. You just basically create slides and you do this presentation. And what that does is it gets people to know you and like you, and you post them on YouTube. So YouTube doesn't have to be talking head, right? YouTube can be this, like my slide presentations when I do a lot of them online. So you can do it that way. What was it? Oh, the niche. Yeah. So think about, like, I would say the first exercise is to write a list of all the traits of what you think would be an ideal client to work with. And if you've worked with people, you have an idea who was fun to work with and who was just pain, right? You want somebody, you know, whether it's open-mindedness, whether it's, you know, young, old. I mean, just think about the traits. Describe that person that you'd really like to help. And that's a good starting point. We have a couple of niche things, and it is more to niche than that. It's not something we can do in 1 minute. They do a lot of that at Jesse and Charla's thing. Will help you to really, if you already know your niche, then it'll help you to hone in on it and do a really good job with that. And I struggled with that for a long time because I wanted to help everybody, right? I can help everybody. So I settled for fatigue and hormone imbalance. And who is that helping? Everybody, right? So, but it's got language around it that allows people to say, oh yeah, I'm so tired and oh, I have hormone imbalance and, right? So think about that. So if it's digestion and insulin resistance, you can target, you're not going to say I'm targeting people with insulin resistance because most people don't know they have it. So you can look at some of the symptoms that these would present at and what would be the symptoms people would be looking for. So that's a little starting point with niche.
And then Ted Hargrave has that thing called the Niching Spiral, and I think that's free. He was on our
PBSS. Yeah, so Ted Hargrave. Do you know his website or just do a Google search? Ted Hargrave.
Marketing.
Oh yeah, Marketing for Hippies. His thing is marketingforhippies.com. Worth checking out.
And then Lana said, "Hi everyone. Finally sitting down. I'm not contemplating health coaching. I'm in CMDS and Sweet Spot. For personal reasons, I love the science and want to skillfully research and write about emerging science in health and nutrition. I'm here because I'm interested in anything Dr. Rita Marie has to say."
Hi, Lana. And you know what? You can really be of value if you like to write about that stuff is start a blog. Just start a blog. And you can actually monetize it even if you're not into health coaching by starting the blog and featuring like other people and promoting other people's programs, but that research piece is really important. And I think you start a blog. Totally. Yeah. That's what I would recommend. Yeah. And who else was 623? Did we get 623? I don't remember. Who was 623?
No, that's me.
Who's me?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. Who is this?
Okay. Hi. This is Evie again.
Okay. Great. Yeah. So how can we support you?
Well, thank you, first off. I just got back from the Thrive Conference, and it was amazing, and I do recommend it for everybody because I learned so much there. But one of the things that they talked about that I realized I really need to do is get packages together.
Yes.
So I've been working on that, and it's a challenge for a number of reasons. There's so much I want to do. And the more I learn, the more I think, oh, that needs to be included, that needs to be included, that needs to be included, and it gets complicated, and I want to make it, you know, I'm afraid that it's going to be too big and too much to start with, but I don't know where to start.
Okay, break it down. So here's what you do. Like, think about all the things you want to include and think about what problems they're going to solve and say, okay, what's the first problem I solve? This is a great problem to have, by the way. So you go, okay, lay it all out. Lay all the things out that you want to teach and then go, okay, what's a logical grouping for first step? And a first step program is really good to have a low end price, easy to digest. They get success quickly. they like you, they trust you, and then they'll go to your next level. My first online, big online program was $97. Well, it wasn't a simple program. It was 40 hours worth of in-depth education and coaching, but that's another story. I've learned a lot since then. But if you start with something simple that they can do, actually my first real program was the Green Cleanse, which was a week long and it was real simple. And it was $27 when I first offered it. So you just take, what do they need to learn first, right? And then you offer it. And then what's the next thing they need to learn? But the other thing is, if you're talking packages for your private coaching or packages for...
This is for a veterinary practice. So these are patients that I have.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and these people are already coming to me knowing that they're coming to a holistic vet. Most of them have been dealing with these chronic issues. So they're willing to do something big, but my first mistake was to try and do it all at once in one visit, and that was a huge mistake. So I'm having trouble getting them to come back. So I need to break it down, but I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so here, that retreat day that I was talking to you about, I do talk about the different types of packages that you can put together. The mistake, I used to do that too. I'd spend all this time and I'd create this like huge report and I'd give it to them and they'd wonder why I didn't see them again. Like they were either overwhelmed or I gave them enough to last a lifetime and they didn't need to come back, right? So for some of those really motivated, they just had enough and they never had to come back. So with that, I would say, you know, we're moving into this holistic veterinary stuff. There's a lot more to it. You know, we really want to help the pet to really heal rather than just give them these drugs to cover it up. And so it takes a little more investigation. So in the first visit, I'm going to really get to know you and your family and your dynamics and your pet and how you interact with your pet, what's going on with your pet. And what we have is a three visit package. You can start with that, a really simple three visit package. On the first visit, we do X. On the second visit, we do Y. On the third visit, we do Z.
Okay.
Right. Okay. And without knowing a lot more about what you offer, so I would say write down all the different services that you have the possibility of including in there, assessments that you have the possibility of including. What are all the things you'd want to include? And then come up with three different levels of package. One really simple, one medium, and one longer, like 6 month kind of thing.
Okay.
Because realistically, like these guys, these people, are they bringing their pets in on a regular basis? Or is it usually just, you know, they come in for their shots or they, well, I don't know if you do shots, but they come in for their whatevers every 6 months or?
Well, I've been really fortunate. So the practice that I'm joining, there's two other veterinarians there and they're both sending patients to me who have been dealing with chronic issues. So these are people that have been coming back for a while. Now they want to approach it from a different perspective. And so they are willing, most of them have been really willing to put in a lot of effort and do quite a bit. And I had it broken down, like you said. The first visit is actually more of an assessment, draw the blood that I need to draw, and then try and come up with a plan as to where we're going to go once we get all of that information that I need. But I can't see having resolution in three visits for most of these. These are, you know, obesity or chronic allergies or IBD or something that's not going to be fixed in three visits.
It's not going to be fixed in three visits, and you need to be clear. So you might have an initial package that's an assessment visit, the first visit, and then the review of findings, basically, on the next visit, okay?
Okay.
And they pay a certain price for that. Right. And then once they finish that, you say, here's what I think your pet needs. It, you know, it's this and this and this. Okay. And we have a 6 month program that we're going to help you with that. And then we'll reevaluate at the end of that. Or you can even say if you do a 3 month, and at the end of the 3 months, we're going to see where he's at. And then we're going to see what more we need because it's not going to be done in 3 months, but we can do it in the 3 month package and then evaluate. Cause maybe you're going to have them come in, you know, once every couple of weeks in the first 3 months. And then maybe you're going to have them do more, less in the next 3 months. You don't know.
Okay.
So I'm going to have this break point. So what this package includes is, this many whatevers and whatever else you're doing. And I don't know if you're doing acupuncture or other therapies with them, but whatever you're doing, you let them know. And then you, at the end of the 3 months, it's always what we include is a reevaluation, a comprehensive reevaluation to see where where they're at and how we're going to move forward. I think that, so I'm going to say, when you do the first piece, something just ran out of my head. I was going to say. Oh, yeah. What I was going to say is that because you're doing individualized stuff, you're not offering a group coaching program or whatever. You're offering individual personalized attention to the pet. You are basically going to be able to have yourself, almost have yourself a list of all the possible services with a fee associated with it. And then you can actually customize a package for each individual one. So you'll have a general idea of what goes in it, but one might need something that another one doesn't. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I think so. So I think what you're saying is that there'll be basically one package and it could include any number of these modalities or treatments, but we'll pick and choose based on your pet and
you could do that, and that would have to be a high end to cover you, right? That would have to be a high ticket to cover you in case, because something, but I would write it out for yourself and put prices next to it, what that service is worth, right?
Okay. And that's kind of what I've done, but yeah.
Yeah, but then it's overwhelming, but then you can actually, because you're meeting with, look at Karen's. What you can do is offer, you can actually have a package that they sign up for, which is the assessment, and then you say you're going to review all the findings, and then you're going to present to them what you think would be the next steps for their pet. And then in that meantime, you have your list, and you can actually put together the package. You can check off what you think they need. Then you can calculate up what the value of that package is going to be. And how much you're going to say, okay, this one needs 6 months and they're going to need these modalities, and you add it up and you offer it. It doesn't have to be a set package. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to make it easier because we're on a computer system. And so it's easier if there's a line item that has a number associated with it rather than something that's variable.
Yeah, so then what you can do is you can come up with what you think is a good core package, and then you can say, okay, this is what I think the core is, but I think your pet would also benefit from these three modalities. So if we add that in, and those could be line items on your computer system.
Yeah, okay.
Add in.
Right.
Right. So you have the basic core package, but if somebody's really chronic or really has some really severe stuff, you can pull some other stuff in.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Great. Okay. All right. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Did we miss anybody? If we missed you, raise your hand or type into the chat, because I think we got everybody. Aw. That's Kona, my assistant health coach. Love it. Okay. Cool. All right. Anything that I missed in the chat, Lynn, that you want to make a 10? Because I always find chats overwhelming because they get long and I have to go back and I don't know what I missed. And then somebody adds something to it and then it pops away and I can't see it anymore. So I'm not the master chatter.
Janine just asked, can you do affiliate programs on Facebook or websites only?
You can be careful on Facebook. I mean, you can certainly send a link. But you can't be real clear that it's an affiliate thing. I think it's better to send them to your blog where then they can do the affiliate thing. Yeah. Facebook's picky.
So for myself, I'm just going to put in a little bit about what I'm doing, if I needed help on anything, it would be, I'm warming up my list. Like I said, I don't even know how many are still there. At one point, there are just about 200 people. So again, it's not a huge list like everybody else. But so now it's been like 2.5 years and I'm going to warm them up. So, I've put together a little, just a little, hey, this is where I've been. I didn't completely drop you and what I'm studying and that I'm working with you. And then, so what I do on my business Facebook page is a daily tip.
Love that.
And, or challenge or whatever you want to call it. And then just invite them to come see that and kind of giving them a little sneak peek that there's something coming around the bend there. So that's what I'm doing. You know, unless you have some other ideas about warming.
No, I have some ideas. Yeah, for sure. So, first of all, to your list, because you're doing this thing at the beginning of February, you don't want to just spring them on it that.
Right.
So you
right.
start just sharing, and I'm going to start sharing with you more regularly. And you can actually write to them and tell them about your Facebook challenge. Say, hey, join me on
okay.
yep. this challenge and say yep. over there. And just send them out little tidbits and tips in email like 2-3 times a week until you get to your thing.
Send them the same challenges that I have on,
You could. I mean, you could, but I'd rather you send them to Facebook for that. But no, I'm saying in addition, you're going to send them some tips.
Oh, some extra tips.
Some extra tips, not the ones from Facebook, but something different. Maybe a link to a blog article that you like. Maybe a recipe. You have plenty of recipes you can throw up there. And then you can get the people from Facebook on your Facebook say, hey, I just posted a new recipe. Go here to get my recipe or opt in here. Give me your name and email address and I'll get to it. So then you can start to build your list from your Facebook following.
Okay.
And you also want to do the other. You want to get all the people on your Facebook on your list. You want all the people on your list on the Facebook.
Right.
And there's two avenues.
There's already a button on there that it's like a welcome button that they can click on my Facebook page that directs them over there for the opt-in. I'm going to keep my opt-in there right now.
Keep it there. But I'm saying in addition, that gets like old. If you don't see it anymore. You don't get much from that. That's not something you're going to get much from. I would definitely do it in a slightly different way. Whereas when you post a thing on Facebook, you can go, oh, and I just created a recipe, and you can you have some opt-ins, right? You have a few opt-ins, and you let people know on Facebook that you have these opt-ins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. After I get this going, my next opt-in is actually, it's interesting you were talking about that, in response to somebody's question. It's three challenges. It's a 3 daily challenge piece and it's real easy. The first one is drink water. The second one is move and so movement can be just the first pose in sun salutation. So you bend over, touch your toes and bend back. I mean, something really easy.
Really easy.
And then the third one is 5 minutes of quiet time. And since some of the people that might be attracted to me are younger mothers and have small children, it might be 5 minutes locked in the bathroom.
You know? I remember those days.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what exercise might be is lying on your back and putting baby on your feet and doing – I used to do that all the time.
Exactly.
A lot of leg presses with babies.
Yep.
And then when I got to 8 years old and I was still doing it, and then 12 years old and I was still doing it, my legs got pretty darn strong. And a couple of years ago, my son, who's 18 now, said to me, I wonder if we could still do that. And, and I actually was able to push him up because I've got pretty strong. Yeah, I was. Yeah, because I've pressed, leg pressed up to 300 pounds. I can't do it now. I'm out of shape. But at one point I was able to leg press 300 pounds. Well, he didn't weigh 300 pounds. So I figured, what the heck? He weighs like maybe 120. So I put him up and I was able to do it. So that's kind of cool. But yeah, things like that relate to them. So the more avenues you can do it with, the better, right?
Right.
You're increasing. And email, you know, deliverability is not great with email. So having a big email list is not as good as having a great Facebook following either. So, and especially if you warm them up on Facebook, it's not just, you know, cold stuff. If you warm them up with lots of good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. And let them know on Facebook for sure that it's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
Yes.
And if you can get yourself to do a Facebook Live to talk about it.
Yeah. I do have a YouTube channel. And what I do is, just again, really easy things. It's like a 60-second video showing how they can do something really simple. And sometimes it's something you can do at your desk, or it's something you can do just standing up away from your desk, but it's just those simple things.
And now, extending Facebook to there.
And then exactly.
Okay. And then what you want to do is take those YouTube videos and embed them and make a blog post where you have a little short, you know, 5-sentence paragraph or something that describes it. And then you embed it. There's an embed code you get from YouTube and you put it in the blog post.
Right.
Okay. You do. So then you've multi-purposed it. So then you send your list and say, hey, I just created a new article about such and such, an article and a video, and you send them there. So you create it once and you're sending everybody to it.
Okay.
Repurpose.
All right.
We're going to start doing more of that.
Yeah, I can do that. Lena, it is feeding your health. Everything is feeding your health. But
is there any kind of extra need for disclaimers or anything if you're doing any kind of like I hate to say an exercise, so like a movement type video on YouTube? I mean, I have have decades of experience in ballet, and I used to teach ballet and have loaded ballet exercise videos that I've found from other people on Pinterest, but I have that background and would like to do basic things that older women who never got to do ballet and would like to consider doing it for exercise, you know, not like I'm trying to get them to climb Mount Everest or anything, just basic, you know.
Yeah. Now, I've never heard of anybody suing anybody for doing something on a YouTube video, because there's some really dumb things that people do on YouTube videos that people can get really hurt if they emulate it.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. I think I would still just do the, you know how the YouTube videos is oftentimes you say, hey, I'm going to be here. I'm really excited. I'm going to show you this XYZ. And then you have the disclaimer page that goes by, you know, do this at your own risk and blah, 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 blah. And then you go and you show them and you don't talk through it. It's just a quiet, or maybe you're just talking and introducing yourself, but the disclaimer is floating by and it sits there for a while so they can read it.
Okay, because I definitely want to, I mean, exercise and movement is part of what I'm trying to do, and I even have a section on it, but it's just like, I'm trying to cater to people who are not 20 years old and, you know, beautiful,
right.
I'm just regular people that might have babies and, or might be 53 years old and, you know, want to move.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, and people who see me, I'm 57. If I can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 60, so I'm going to be 61 in a few months. That's insane.
Yeah. I'll be 58 before you're 61.
Okay. There you go. But yeah, I do exercise stuff. I have a couple of YouTube exercise videos and I didn't do the disclaimers, but if you really want to be safe, just, you know, like anything else, do this at your own risk and make sure that it's okay with your doctor and, you know, don't overexercise, overachieve, that kind of stuff. And you can look at, probably find those kind of disclaimers on exercise sites.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not a lawyer, so you know, I have to say consult with your attorney if you really want to know from that perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, thank you guys. This has been lots of fun. I really enjoyed this. I just like this connection and being able to share and talk about how you can grow your businesses and get your confidence out there. And, you know, I like the Nike saying is just do it, right? Just do it. Just like you got to step outside your comfort zone, and nothing you want is inside your comfort zone. It's all out there. Like, you know, I'm not saying you don't want the stuff that's in your comfort zone, but nothing that you're striving for is already there. You always have to step outside.
Can I share a little bit? So, so I hired a business coach, and I actually hired a VA because, even though I know I've learned more about, the technology, I didn't want to spend my time on this. I have friends who do that and they spend more time learning HTML codes than actually. And no, it's not, you know, I don't want to do that. I could do it, don't want to do it. But anyway, so my business coach is kind of, pushing me to do this thing. And I almost literally threw up before I got on camera because this is so not my comfort zone. But which shows me this is what I should do because, and the other part that really helped me, and I know I shared this with Dr. Rita Marie, is I remembered this isn't about me. This is about the people that I can help. And the moment I got into that headspace, everything else went away. And
that's good.
And I kept it. So I think as long as it's not about us, it's not about me, it's about the
people. But sharing your gifts, your talent, your skill with the people that can hear you. And there's people who are uniquely yours. They can
learn
from you better than they can learn from someone else.
Okay.
Yep.
Right? And know that. You have that. You're going to have that relational aspect, that connection aspect. It's not like you're hiding behind a white coat and a stethoscope and, you know, doing the mill thing where connection matters more than anything here. And they're going to relate to you. They're going to hear your story and they're going to say, I want you to help me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Claudia, I opened her line. She said she has another question.
Sure. Hi, Claudia.
Hi. Yeah, I recently found out that I have a fatty liver because of Hashimoto's. And so I'm a little bit not yet in the liver module. I do take glutathione on and off. I take a supplement called TABS. You know, I'm trying to keep myself regular. Drink detox tea, like lemon and aloe and but I'm still a little bit lost what else to do.
Well, tell me a little bit about your diet.
I'm paleo. Got off coffee because I know I'm also have a methylation issue, so I know that coffee is not good. I have pretty clean diet.
Okay, so tell me more about, like, here's what I'm going to just model for you, the kind of questions you may want to be asking people, because they'll just say, I'm X, and they'll name a diet. And it's very different from one person to the other. I consider myself paleo. I don't eat meat or eggs. But the kind of approach I follow is a paleo approach because I don't eat the modern stuff. I don't eat grains. I don't eat gluten. I don't eat legumes. Right. I eat, you know, from the trees. I just leave out the meat. So I do paleo without the meat, right? But that's very different. And some people do paleo where they're eating mostly plants with a little bit of meat, maybe some eggs, okay? That's one way of doing. Some people do paleo without the eggs. And some people include dairy when they, with paleo, which isn't really a paleo food. Or they do bulletproof coffee, which isn't a paleo food, by the way. Okay. So I, you know, what does that mean to you? So what are your meals look like? Cause what we always want to look for is what are the stressors? So fatty liver, what's going on? How's her fat? What's the quality of the fat? How is she digesting that fat? And sugars are another important thing. And she said paleo, and I'm assuming no sugars, but some paleos do honey. Right. So, and which is not really a paleo food, right? There weren't bees floating around in the caves. Right? To harvest their honey. So you have to think about, like, we put names on our diets, but what do they really mean? So don't stop at, oh, I'm paleo. Oh, I'm a raw food vegan. They could be eating, you know, cashews and agave all day long and they're a raw food vegan, right? So what is it? So give me an idea. And I mean, pick on you, but I'm just saying from you're more from a patient perspective, but from our perspective, it's like, how do we dig so we understand? And I want to model, how do we dig to understand what's going on with you so we can also help you?
So I eat mostly vegetables. I eat some meat. I eat good fats. Like, I mean, I'm a little bit, I eat more than just the avocados. I eat also olive oil, coconut oil, and so I don't only have the whole food oils.
Okay, so you do some oils. Tell me more about your weight. Are you under, over, or right about the right weight?
For the frame I used to be, I'm a little bit over.
Okay.
But I'm still slim. I'm 5'10", and I'm 141.
Okay. Yeah, so the first thing I liked, when I hear fatty liver and I hear fat, I want you to cut out anything but the whole food fats, with the exception, you know, a little olive oil sprinkled on something or a little coconut oil here and there, but I wouldn't make oils a big part of your diet because it's calories. it's fat calories that aren't balanced with fiber. And so I would go with the whole food fats versus that, because that could be a strain on the liver.
I do add fiber though when I eat. I always make sure, I don't know, I always try to, if I don't eat something like Jerusalem artichoke or something that is has a lot of fiber, then I have a little bit of tiger nut flour or something like that to make sure I get fiber. Mm-hmm. So if I have, I do have plant-based food, fat and fiber and protein in my meals usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just going to sidestep because, you know, we don't have time to do a full like case analysis and model that. But I would say, you know, some of the things to consider are I would definitely look at eliminating some of the oils. I'd look at, how can you support, like sometimes if you just go and eliminate the coconut and olive oil and go to some MCT oil for a little bit, it takes the load off the liver because MCT doesn't require bile to be able to be digested. So I would also look at what kind of things break down fat. Hawthorn berry is like an amazing fat breakdown product, and that can be very supportive of a fatty liver. But really want to look at what's the cause, like what caused the fatty liver. You said Hashimoto's, but what caused the Hashimoto's then, right? So that's a whole other...
Stress, family-related stress, and now I've been in a moldy apartment for about 2 years.
Yeah, that's tough.
That doesn't help. And now they're repairing the balcony that caused the leaks in the apartment. And basically there's lots of chemicals in the apartment. So I'm trying to sleep in place when I can go, but that doesn't help. So
okay.
20 years of family stress, basically.
Okay. So I'm going to move away from trying to address the fatty liver to address like the whole system, because that's really an important piece. And I'm going to ask you some questions about that, okay? Especially when I hear Hashimoto's. Do you have you done the leaky gut repair protocol?
I did about 2 years ago.
Okay. And how long have you been off gluten and dairy?
I think also about 2 years ago.
About 2 years. Probably. Are you pretty strict about it?
By now, yeah.
Okay. Good. So doing the leaky gut protocol, it's probably something that you'd want to do once a year to revisit it. If you've had years of being on gluten and you're gluten sensitive and that could rip away your gut.
I was a pastry chef.
So within the program, I would go back and, you know, I would do the start to finish, like go, you know, through all the pieces, make sure that you're doing stuff to support stomach acid, make sure that you're doing stuff to support digestive enzymes. With the fatty liver, you want to give your liver all the help it can get. So you want to reduce some of the fats, keep them with whole food fats versus oils. Definitely don't heat the oils because that can damage them and cause more stress. You can support your liver with bile acids. Sometimes that helps and sometimes it doesn't. Like I said, hawthorn berry.
Sunflower lecithin. Do you like that?
Which one? Sunflower lecithin. Yeah, I love sunflower lecithin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we just need to take a little bit of that, right?
Maybe a teaspoon to a tablespoon a day.
Oh, okay.
It just depends on what's going on. If somebody's really deficient in phosphatidylcholine, I'll have them take more. But that's another thing. So I'm just trying to, out of context, right, without a full history. Usually I like to go full history, like really get it. The mold is an issue. Liver detox type of things. A juice cleanse for a while, supporting the liver, doing our green cleanse where we support your liver with some of those things and, you know, milk thistle seeds, add milk thistle seeds to your foods. But hawthorn berry, and you can get them as whole berries or you can get a tincture, can be really helpful. I heard a story from one of my herbal professors. He said that in China, he visited China, what they do is they take hawthorn berry tea, and at the end, in the Chinese restaurants, the real authentic restaurants, they go and they use it to wipe down the grease off the tables. I'm thinking, oh, if I want something to cut the grease, fatty liver, maybe hawthorn berry would be a good one.
Yeah.
So that could be a good addition there, right?
Yeah. And I have also a problem in terms of, you know, going through cycles as my husband goes through cycles that are very, very extreme. So for me, it's, you know, I feel like I'm kind of cycling with him, and then I've gotten better.
When you say cycle, do you mean like manic depressive cycles, or what kind of
cycle? Manic depressive suicidal. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's a huge stress on you, dear. Like between the mold and the husband, and you know, having been a pastry chef in previous times, I would work the foundations. You know, you can keep in mind, okay, I have this particular thing, but you're not going to find a solution that helps that thing. You're looking for the bringing the balance. So heart math, get a muse, do the muse, and get yourself, you know.
I was flirting with that, but it's still a little over my budget. But eventually, yeah, I would love to.
Well, then get that. There's a free downloadable app called Insight Timer.
Okay.
And it's free, and it doesn't measure your brain waves or anything, but it does help you to get into the meditation, and they have some guided meditations on there. And heart math, and do it every hour. Set your timer and do it every hour.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, no, it's just we have four family members, or four or six. So for me, it's always trying to keep myself in the
past. You've got a lot. So always keep that in mind. Yeah. You know, keep whatever you can do to reduce your stress. Make sure you're hydrated. MCT oil and hawthorn berry might be two things that you can try.
Excellent. Okay. Great suggestions. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so I'm going to go. I have to go pack a suitcase, and I'm leaving for Utah tomorrow. I'm going to a three-day seminar, and then my husband and I are taking another 3 days, and we're going to go skiing. So we haven't done skiing in about 9 years. We used to do it a lot. So I'm just hoping that I hold up, and I'm doing squats a lot, try to get my thighs in order. So thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Really appreciate it.
Oh sure, no problem. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye everybody.
Okay, some of these.